This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Fights between the parties and among Democrats stand in the way of $65 billion for rural broadband, $10 billion for ag disaster aid, and many billions more for ag-related infrastructure. American Farm Bureau's Emily Buckman says the first problem is getting the Senate to pass the House-passed stopgap bill to avert an October 1st government shutdown and a possible credit default.
It's hard to tell at this point what Congress will do, but we do believe that everyone should come together and get a bill across the finish line that'll get us beyond that September 30th point.
Buckman says Senate Republicans vow to provide no votes for the bill, but the fight over Biden's Build Back Better agenda is tied to the $1 trillion plus Senate-passed infrastructure bill that AFB backs.
It sounds like it will get delayed, according to reports. And as far as President Biden's other piece of legislation that he's trying to get to the finish line, there's a lot in that process, and there's still a lot left to do to get that piece of legislation pieced together.
Buckman says that includes opposition by key moderates in the Senate and House to the tax and spending bill.
It's a possibility. It is a possibility. There were some promises made,
including from Speaker Pelosi, for a vote sometime today, raising the chances of her losing the needed votes if she breaks her promise.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.